There fell, as it befalleth times more, when that this child had sucked but a throw, this marquis in his heart longeth so to tempt his wife, her sadness for to know, that he ne might out of his heart throw this marvellous desire his wife t'assay, natheless, God wot, he thought her for t'affray. He had assayed her enough before, and found her ever good. What needed it her for to tempt, and always more and more? Though some men praise it for a subtle wit, but as for me, I say that evil it sit to assay a wife, when that it is no need, and putten her in anguish and in dread. For which this marquis wrought in this manner. He came alone a night there as she lay, with stern face and with full troubled cheer, and said thus, "Grizeld," quod he, "that day that I you took out of your poor array, and put you in a state of high noblesse, you have not that forgotten, as I guess. I say, Grizeld, this present dignity in which that I have put you, as I trow, makes you not forgetful for to be. That I you took, in poor estate full low, for any weal you must yourself and know, take heed of every word that I you say. There is no wight that hears it but we tway. You wot yourself well how that you came here into this house. It is not long ago, and though to me that you be lief and dear, unto my gentles you be nothing so. They say to them it is great shame and woe, for to be subjects and be in servage to thee that born art of a small village. And namely, since thy daughter was ebore, these words have they spoken doubtless. But I desire, as I have done before, to live my life with them in rest and peace. I may not in this case be reckless. I must do with thy daughter for the best, not as I would, but as my people lest. And yet, God wot, this is full loath to me, but natheless, withouten your witting, I will not do. But this will I," quod he, "that you to me assent as in this thing, show now your patience in your working, that you me height and swore in your village that day that maked was our marriage." When she had heard all this, she not a moved, neither in word, nor cheer, nor countenance. For, as it seemed, she was not aggrieved. She said, "Lord, all lies in your pleasance. My child and I, with hearty obeisance, be yours all, and you may save or spill your own thing, worketh after your will. There may no thing, God so my soul save, like unto you that may displease me. Nor I desire no thing for to have, nor dread for to lose, save only ye. This will is in mine heart, and I shall be. No length of time or death may this deface, nor change my courage to another place.